and went back into the slot machines. Although Lisa worked part-time at a deli, she didn't earn enough to pay for her gambling habit. As she reached the desperation stage, the final step toward becoming a compulsive gambler, she began cashing bad checks. Lisa also stole from her father. "I took hundreds of dollars at a time from his wallet," she says. "I'd rationalize that if I won money gambling, I'd pay the people I owed. But the money I won, I gambled away. Afterward, I'd sit in my car, cry, and beat my head against the steering wheel. I couldn't believe I had done it again. But by the next day, I'd tell myself it was my turn to win." The bank sent letters home, and Lisa's father discovered her thefts. Confrontations became weekly events. Lisa would cry, apologize, and promise to stop gambling, but she couldn't. Her father hid his wallet. He and Lisa's mom hid and eventually burned Lisa's checkbook, but not until she'd racked up $1,400 in debts from bad